like con me and this. Thursday, Pat also was sick with a migraine, and I understand her migraines. I've never had them, but I've come close, and headaches just debilitating anymore. So I had to do the service on Thursday, and Sheila unfortunately had heard that I had to do it. So she said, do what you did Thursday. So that's what I'm doing. It only applies to one scripture verse, but I think this could be something that could be applicable to any of us any day, any time. It's taken from 1 Thessalonians 5, 18. And it reads, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Give thanks in all circumstances. There's no way around it. This has been a difficult year. We started out with a very difficult winter. And then we proceeded into great expectations for spring. And then the rain started. I don't know a time in my 67 years that I remember my dad's ground not having one seed planted. Not one seed planted. But somehow, we're still a community. Somehow, we still have farmers. Somehow, we're still alive and breathing. We've had rain. We've had horrible things. So how can we give thanks in all circumstances? How? My Sunday school class is doing a book, a modern-day parable, called The Baggage Handler. And The Baggage Handler is about the baggage that we carry with us all of the time, so that we don't measure up to other people. And I'm sure that there are lots of us who measure Carrollton by other places. We don't have a lot of things that a lot of places do. But we're not that far from other places. You know, I've said this for a long time, that we can be really grateful that we live close to proper medical things. If you live in some parts of even the United States, you are miles and miles and miles away, more than a day's drive to someplace for proper medical facilities. Kansas City and St. Louis are close by. We can be grateful for that. Many years ago, I had a minister, not one of our ministers, but a minister from another church, told me a 5-word perfect prayer. Perfect prayer. And he said, if you pray this prayer a billion times a day, it would not be enough. And the prayer is, dear God, thank you. Amen. If you said those 5 words every waking moment, it would not be enough for everything God has done for you. But we don't understand that. So when I spoke at the nursing homes Thursday, a lot of them are not capable of doing a lot of things now. And yet, they knew that. And they could say that back to me. Dear God, thank you. Amen. So in spite of these bad times, I guarantee you that we could go out, not only outside this church, but outside this community, and and find people who are far, far worse off than we are. And it doesn't have to be outside the United States. It can be close. As I told the people in the nursing homes, you people are sitting in here at the services. There are people who are not able to do that. So we can be grateful for that. We can be thankful for those things. I'm not a good one to preach about this because I get sidetracked by my baggage. And yet I know that's the right way to do this. I know it's right to thank God in all circumstances. It is so hard for us as human beings to do that. We want perfect. But perfect does not come in this lifetime. It can't. It will come in heaven when we will spend eternity with God. I listen to people all the time say, but I hope I go to heaven. Hope? Why hope? Isn't that what we believe? We believe that if we do what God has told us to do, we will be with Him in heaven. We're flawed people. We're all flawed people. And yet, we're trying. We're here. We're here trying to live a life that is good and pleasing to God. We try to help people. We try to do things for others. But we always fall short. We will always fall short in this lifetime. But if we keep in the back of our minds, dear God, thank you, amen, for everything in all circumstances, we will be okay. Will you pray with me? Heavenly Father, we cannot thank you enough. It is humanly impossible for us to thank you enough for everything you have done for us in the past and will continue to do for us. How can there be a love like yours? We as humans do not have that. But you do, and you show us the way. Be with us, Lord, as we continually attempt to do what you ask of us. Dear God, thank you.